Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and welcome to Brain Stuff. A lot of things are easy to remember. My high school graduation, for instance, or my first summer job, or that time I got arrested for emptying a bunch of Jell-O packets into Bryan Cranston's gas tank. It's a long story, but it doesn't take a scientist to notice that adults don't generally remember things that happened before the age of about 3 or 4. Well, why is that? Well, why can't we remember the earliest events in our lives up to and including birth? Okay, here's an experiment. Try to remember what happened the last time you ate a burrito. Where were you? Who was with you? Was the burrito full of spiders? These kind of memories, being able to recall details of a particular event in the past, are called episodic memories. A person at age 60 will usually have some episodic memories from age 30. She might not get all the details right, but she will be able to recall some events and explain what happened. But if you take that same person at age 30 and ask her to describe something that happened to her during her first year of life, you'll typically get nothing at all. Sigmund Freud referred to this hole in our memory as childhood amnesia or infantile amnesia. Freud, being Freud, explained it by saying we needed to repress memories from infancy because of their inappropriate or traumatic sexual content. But sometimes a blank is just a blank, and contemporary scientists don't tend to throw in with Freud on this one. Another hypothesis that used to be popular says that babies can't form episodic memories until they develop certain cognitive capacities, like language. But there's a major problem with the language-based hypothesis. Experiments have shown that animals like mice also display both long-term memory and infantile amnesia. Since childhood amnesia crosses species lines, it's probably something to do with brain biology rather than language. One possible answer would be to say that baby brains simply can't make memories. It's true that memory encoding isn't as efficient in infant brains as it is in the brains of older children or adults, possibly because the prefrontal cortex of a baby's brain hasn't reached maturity yet. But recent studies have shown that very young children can form some memories, leading scientists to think it's not that we don't make memories early in life, but that after a certain point, we can't access them. The memories are made, but something happens to them. They get erased or put behind some kind of memory blockade. Patricia Bauer and Marina Larkina of Emory University have led research on this hypothesis. For example, in one study, researchers recorded children at age 3 describing a recent event, like a trip to a theme park. Years later, the researchers followed up with these same children to see how much they remembered, and at ages 5, 6, and 7, the children could recall more than 60% of the earlier events, but by ages 8 and 9, their recall was less than 40%. More research of this kind is needed, but this looks like watching the onset of childhood amnesia as it happens. Another recent study has considered the role of neurogenesis in the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a part of the brain that's crucial for creating and storing episodic memories. If you don't have either of your hippocampi, you could end up like that guy in Memento, unable to make new episodic memories. Neuroscientists Sheena Jocelyn and Paul Frankland have proposed a theory that childhood amnesia happens because of rapid formation of new cells in the hippocampus when children are young. This is known as hippocampal neurogenesis. Basically, while your brain is manufacturing lots of the cells you will use to make memories for the rest of your life, it wipes away or obscures the memories you already created as a young child.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.